Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Back here on Rutherford Issues to continue conversation here about the Way of Hope. And Brad Blomgren joins us here in studio. Now, just catching up with Brad is hard to do. So, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brian?
Doing good. You have put lots of miles on our Rutherford County roads, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We sure have.
Way of Hope. Tell us a little bit about what the Way of Hope is. What do you do?
Well, many people still don't know that in all of the Middle Tennessee area outside of Nashville, there's only enough shelter space for 6 single women and 6 families. And so because of that limited space, the Way of Hope was created to give women and children a place to go so that they would be safe, not only from the elements, but even more importantly, safe from predators. And so it's been going on for 3.5 years now, and we've had over 1,000 women and children that have gone through the program, but not a single one of them reporting any incidences while they're at the Way of Hope of any kind of inappropriate behavior or sexual assaults or anything. And so that's the reason why we exist.
And the women are actually transported to different churches, I guess. Those churches have graciously opened their doors to you to help house the women and feed them and things like that?
Yeah, we modeled ourselves after the Room in the Inn in Nashville. It's not associated with the shelter here, but they've been doing it for 28 years there and have 180 churches involved. We have 14 churches involved here in the Murfreesboro area, and well, that includes one in Smyrna and one in Mount Juliet. But we desperately could use a few more churches to get involved. But the ladies, yeah, do come and stay at churches at night, and during the daytime, we have a women's day shelter that they're at during the day.
Yeah. Now, to go to all of these different places, you have to have transportation, and that's been, I guess, an issue of late, because the Way of Hope bus that I've seen driving all around Rutherford County has met its maker, I guess. Huh?
It has, yeah. We were coming back from Mount Juliet going up a hill, and the transmission started slipping, and I was trying to make to the top of the hill, maybe at least close down and kind of get out of the roadway a little bit more, and in the process, the transmission locked up, and it broke the crankshaft and the engine, and so the engine and the transmission would have to be replaced now. So it's definitely not of value to do that, so we are needing to replace the bus.
So that takes money. How are you looking in that to try to replace this bus?
Well, one of the Pastor Corey from the Experience Church suggested that we open up a GoFundMe account and not only just try and get a bus just to get us by, but to look for something that's going to even be there for the long term, because we do hope that one day we'll have a women's and children's shelter here in Murfreesboro. And so we're looking for something that will maybe even last us the next 5 or 10 years. Not that we want to go from church to church for the next 5 or 10 years, believe me, but even when we move into a permanent shelter facility, we want to be able to have a vehicle that'll do that. And so we have a target for $20,000, not only for the bus, but the trailer that we use to transport the ladies' stuff when we go from church to church. It's been too small, and it's actually been borrowed for 3 years. And so we thought it might be a good opportunity to go ahead and give him back their trailer and purchase one that's a little bit bigger and a little bit more useful for our needs. And then in addition to that, in April, we're opening up a thrift store. And so through that, we hope to have some funding to be able to hire some of the ladies for the thrift store. The merchandise is already purchased. The site's already been found. And that's actually going to be right at the corner of Main and Walnut. It's in the back part of Shops on Main Street. There's a little store that has Shops on Main Street, and we'll be in the back side of that. And so come along after April 1st. And do some shopping. We're going to call it the Hope Shop.
The Hope Shop. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. And we also hope not only to sell items in there, especially going to concentrate on furniture, but also when ladies make items, jewelry and knit scarves or whatever they want to do, we want to put them on sale there for that, so they can earn 100% of the money back to themselves. So that'll be kind of neat. Our GoFundMe account, if anybody's interested in helping us contribute to a new trailer, our new bus, and to give ladies in Murfreesboro jobs. And just so you know, there are lots of jobs available in Murfreesboro right now, but some of our ladies have some difficulties holding jobs. And so one of the things we want to do at the thrift store is not only give them a job, but give them a job where we're training them and we'll be patient with them and help them learn job skills that maybe other businesses wouldn't be able to do, mm-hmm. is what we want to do there. So helping us raise this money will help put women to work that might otherwise not be able to have a job. And so our GoFundMe account is at GoFundMe.com/WayOfHopeMB, because Way of Hope is already taken, so we put MB there for Murfreesboro. So it's hopefully easy to remember, Murfreesboro M or Way of Hope MB. And so again, it's GoFundMe.com/WayOfHopeMB.
We'll add a link to that on our website as well. Brad Blomgren joining us from the Way of Hope. Your resource center, I think, is moving too.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Crosspoint Church has allowed us to be in their facility for almost a year and a half, completely free of charge. They haven't charged us. And I know for a fact that we have probably cost them somewhere in the $7,000 range just in utilities, because we have washers and dryers they've let us put there that go literally at least 10 hours a day. We have showers that they let us put in there that are going all the time because of all the ladies and children that need showers. And then they're, you know, the heating bill, because they were used to only having it open when they needed it. And now it's been heated every single day for a year and a half. And so we are so grateful to Crosspoint Church. But they're at the place where they're going to move into a community outreach on themselves. And so they said, asked us if we could find another place to go. And so we'll be moving to First Church of the Nazarene, which is on Hamilton Road, right behind Kmart. If you know where that Clark Street and Hamilton, there's a little a four-way stop right there. Mm-hmm. And if you head left, you'll see Stones River Church of Christ on the right. And just past that, you'll see First Church of Nazarene. And we'll be back in their gymnasium in the back there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So another place, another community church stepping up to help.
Yeah, and another place for women and children to be safe during the day. And it's a kind of a home base for them to go. When they're looking for jobs or in between jobs or when they get off work, they have a place to go and be safe until we move to whatever church we're hosting that night.
Brad, also tell us about the volunteer rally that's coming up next week.
We are so excited. We have some new ladies that have come on board volunteering with us, Darla Campbell and Jessica Stevens. And Darla has organized this really awesome ministry called the Agape Brigade, and there's going to be five key areas of volunteerism that almost anybody can get involved. And so we're having the big rally will be on Tuesday the 24th at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's United Methodist Church, and that's right on Rutherford, really close to Rutherford and Las Casas Pike, just down a little ways towards Main Street. And so they've been so gracious to work with us on that. And if you want to get involved in any way, please come out to the rally. It'll be a lot of fun.
What time will it be?
7 o'clock on the 24th, Tuesday.
Okay.
This coming up Tuesday. Yeah.
Sounds good. And one more thing, a yard sale this weekend, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been blessed that already we've had about $7,000 come in towards this bus. And so we're really excited. We're really getting close to the point where we can actually start. We've been looking, but to actually start going out and start, seeing them with our own eyes and having a mechanic look them over. But we had already planned a yard sale to also help us raise money for the bus. Lots of people have donated lots of furniture. We have tons of furniture that is being donated. And so we're going to help raise the money for the bus. And so if they want to come to the yard sale, it's actually going to be at my house, and I live on 3412 Main Street East Main Street. And if you heading out Main Street away from downtown, you'll cross over Rutherford, and it's right where it turns into Woodbury Pike. And so sometimes it's called, one of our utilities has it as Main Street, and one has it as Woodbury Pike. But if you just go down Main Street and just pass Rutherford for about a mile, you'll see. And if you get to Bud's Tires, you've gone a little bit too far. Just come back a little bit from Bud's Tires. Yeah, and hopefully there'll be so much stuff out on the yard, you won't be able to miss us. And we'll have signs out. And we're going to try and do it Friday, but if it rains like it's supposed to, we'll probably have to cancel Friday. But for sure, we'll be there Saturday. But if it's not raining on Friday morning, we'll be out for good. Sure. Yeah.
Lots of things going on.
Real exciting things. And we also are looking for a permanent location. We've identified a building we think might be workable. It's going to take a lot of renovation, and so there's going to be a lot of fundraising needed for that. But so that's a bit in the future. And then we have a piece of property being donated to us up in Rockville, and we're hoping it's not big enough to meet our needs for a shelter, but we're hoping to be able to take care of another huge need in our community, and that's homeless people, women especially, that have some mental illness. Some of the ladies that have mental illness, we're not able to accommodate because of the children, because they have somewhat aggressive behavior. And so we really can't have them around the children. And it breaks our heart to literally have to say, no, we can't help you, or, you know, to turn them away, because these ladies don't need to be out on the streets. And so we're hoping to be able to house them out in that property. Yeah.
Well, if someone would like to help, boy, the volunteer rally would be a good place to just come and learn about the Way of Hope and what you do. I know we've just kind of scratched the surface today, but the more hands you have, the more volunteers you have, more folks that are willing to step up and help, the better off things are going to be, right?
Absolutely. And if anybody ever comes across homeless women and children, especially sometimes they stay in cars, but unfortunately, even in our own community, we've had women who men found in their cars, and they broke the windows out, and they were raped. And so it's just not a safe place to go. Strongly encourage them to come to the Way of Hope and find a safe place to be.
Brad, appreciate you spending some time with us. I know that you're so busy, but any time that we can help spread the word and get some more folks involved and help raise some money, we're more than happy to do that.
Absolutely. And again, if you can come out to my yard sale at my house, just go straight down Main Street. And if you get to Bud's Tires, just come back a little ways. And if you can, by any means, donate to GoFundMe.com/Way of Hope. MB, or at least spread it out to your friends and neighbors, you know, even all over the country, even your relatives, and help us hit our target goal of $20,000. It'd be great.
Sounds good. Brad, thanks again.
Thank you, Brian.
Brad Blomgren joining us here in studio to talk about the Way of Hope. Hang in there with us.
Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.